Hello, is that Grant Lock?
That's me.
Hello, Grant. It's Max Ent here from the Transport Department. Just ring up with a courtesy call regarding use of engine brakes.
Yeah.
Right, we've received complaints before and...
Hang on a minute. You listening?
Yes, mate.
You listening? Fucking listen to this. Can you hear that?
What?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did, Grant.
Engine brake. It's a safety feature on a fucking truck, and if I want to use the cunt, I'll fucking use it, right?
Well, Grant, can I just talk to you about that, please?
You can talk all you like, cock.
Right, well, as you're probably aware, we've rung up, we've had complaints, and we have contacted your boss previously. Now, there are signs around saying don't use your engine brakes through towns, but you are...
No. You listen here, cock. They don't say don't use your fucking engine brake. They say avoid using your engine brake.
When I'm loaded, I'll use
the fucking thing whenever I've got to.
Well, what do you think that means, avoid using the engine brake, if it doesn't mean please don't use your engine brake?
That doesn't mean don't use it. It says avoid using it, which means if you've got to use it, use it.
Well, yesterday you were using it in Dilston, which is a built-up...
Yeah, exactly, cock. Do you know how heavy I was when I was going down through Dilston?
I'm not concerned with that. Perhaps you can drive appropriately rather than use your engine brakes. Other people...
You do drive appropriately. Hey, listen, have you ever driven a truck?
No, I haven't, but what's that mean?
Well, that means you're a pencil-pushing fucking... Dickhead, what you're talking about.
So what, you just attack me from the go
fucking
whoa.
Yes, I will. Look, we're sick to fucking death of all these do-gooden bastards.
Right.
Trying to tell us how to do our job.
Well.
They haven't got a clue.
Well, listen.
The stupid prick that complained in Dilston used to be a truck driver.
Well, you don't...
Can you tell me what sort of a fuckwit he is?
You don't even know who did complain.
Yes, I do, cock.
Look, it seems to me you're a bit of a cowboy, Grant, the way you're carrying on.
You fucking ha. Hang on, I'll just pull up here, cock, so I don't lose you. I'm in just the mood to have a fucking good conversation with you.
Well, the way your attitude and the way you're treating me and the good people of the town of Dilston and other towns, it illustrates to me that you have no concern for other people.
I've got heaps of concern for people. It's all the fuckwits on the road.
Right.
And these do-gooding bastards have got nothing better to do than complain.
Right.
About a bloke trying to earn a living out on the road.
Well, you're not the only one trying to earn a living. I'm earning a living right now, and all you're doing is swearing at me.
Well, for Christ's sake, how much do you reckon we can put up with before we finally just add enough?
How much should the people of Dilston or Perth or Campbelltown put up with?
I look at it this way, cock. They went and brought a house on Highway. And I'm very sure there was trucks using that road a long time before they put them fucking houses there.
They didn't think at that time when they bought their house on the highway there'd be some moron driving past who go.
You're a fucking tool. You're a fucking tool.
Well, the way you're saying, you don't care about other people.
I care about everybody. And I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm supposed to stay calm while you abuse me, am I?
Well, you're the bloke ringing up, carrying on about my engine brake.
Well, I've just about had enough of talking to you like this, because I tell you, I'm sick of the way you're talking to me.
Well, you know what I reckon, cock?
What do you reckon?
You know, I reckon you can go and get fucked.
Well, you know what I reckon?
What?
I reckon you've been caught on a crazy call.
Who was it?
Rick, Pete Gangel, Joel Hughes.
The dead cunt. You're joking. Oh, Noonan, you're a fucking legend. Oh, mate, you don't know how much grief I've had with this fucking idiot, mate. Oh, I was at the end of my tether yesterday. I was ready to kill someone. Oh, man. You're good. You're good. Oh, you won't lie to them bastards.